Blog Talk Radio.
Whoop, to all my motherfucking jugglers listening right now, juggling around the street. Bringing duggers where I'm going, spinning for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing duggers where I'm going, spinning for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Yo, motherfucker, going hard, correction. My shit's raw, no protection. This is KR, bitch, we be worldwide. We be going nowhere, so just run the ride. The world's just laying there, boys, for the day.
Spitting off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. Didn't see this, girls, I'm throwing fists. This horror is losing it. I'm trying to spread the message to more. And it's fine, it's falling off the fucking rain. I get mad through this rain storm. Flashing up and dropping long term. I'm doing nothing, watch me fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness and witches with the wicked shit. We getting wicked, raising no protection. How the fuck we be living here at top of the seat, man, with the darkness flow. Strictly spitting wicked shit from a jug alone. Representing for myself, counting up real self. Fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know this my shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a verbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc?
Havoc getting energy, what a good mix.
What up, Havoc?
We always keep it real, y'all, folks, we faking. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Shang Tsung style, we consuming all them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Turn to the ride of radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you hating, bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We drawin' no men with the legs in our picks.
Bringin' duggers where I'm goin', spittin' for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' pigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies eating off your dick. We twistin' in sadistic motherfuckin', now we spin the shit. Bringin' duggers where I'm goin', spittin' for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' pigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies eating off your dick. We twistin' in sadistic motherfuckin', now we spin the shit.
Spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So turn the fuck in, bitch, shit on our level.
Whoop. Yo, what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Juggalo Rider Video with your host, Tavik, Cool, Ghetto G. G will join us very shortly. We have no listeners at the moment. So, let's go to track. I say this.
Yeah. Land of the free, huh? Can't even wear a fucking hatchet, man, without being classified as a gangster. How free is that? Be afraid.
Fuck America, fuck America.
Woo woo.
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 Fuck America, I got two straps in my hand. Locked and loaded and pointed at the forehead of Uncle Sam. Fuck America, I ain't with all that big brother shit. Carp sucker instead of the tripping on some other shit. Freedom for what? Looking all the way through our history. Hypocrisy and slavery, that shit don't make no sense to me. Something is off to me, maybe something is wrong with me. They call us heroes, but we dropped a bomb on Nagasaki. America, federal government's nothing but criminal. And if you view it different, you a stupid individual. Every event and every problem on this planet is seen America's presence cause they had their fucking hands in it. Sticking their fucking nose up inside of everybody's biz. Tell us how to speak, how to think, and tell us how to live. Fuck that, you pussy-ass politicians and fucking pigs. Fuck Independence Day cause to me it ain't shit.
Fuck America, fuck America.
Woo woo.
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 The founding fathers headed out west on a conquest. Ducked their ships and stole the land from the Native Americans. They enslaved the Orientals on a railroad system. And they took the blacks from Africa, worked them, starved them, and whipped them. We had the Great Depression, multiple recessions. Pay attention, cause the game is still the same. But they used the prison system. The land of the free, motherfucker, you must be kidding me. The highest prison population in this fucking galaxy. They sent our people out to war, they get back and they assed out. Turn around and give these illegals these fucking handouts. Taking my cashies, man, I'm working hard for that shit. But the IRS will keep it and find me if I don't have insurance. Fuck that, fuck the government. We could get them up, we outnumber you 10,000 to one. You better cock them up, people smarten up. Grab your guns and raise them up. And all my FBI classified juggalos, blaze it up.
Fuck America, fuck America.
Woo woo.
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 Yeah. Fucking happy 4th of July, huh? I sit here thinking about all this shit. You can't even light fireworks off where I'm at. You can't even celebrate being fucking free. We got the highest prison population in all the world, and we're supposed to be the most civilized and the most sophisticated. There's third world fucking countries out there that don't even have as many incarcerated as we do. You gotta be fucking kidding me. What did they run from in England? Tyranny? Overtaxation? So they take the Africans and they enslave them, they take the Orientals and enslave them, they rape, pillage, and kill all the Native Americans and steal their land. We ain't shit, fuck America. Your own government classified you as a gang member, well fuck you FBI, about time you start seeing some gangster shit now. Happy 4th.
Hi y'all, next up, what to give y'all. I got some Kid Crazy. The voices made me do it.
There's always voices in my motherfucking head. They keep screaming at me while I'm sleeping in my bed. They want me to murder, they won't let me be. The only way they'll stop is to go on a murder spree. I broke into a house and I emptied out a mag. I packed the remains up in a garbage bag. Put it in my car, wrapped in a white sheet with blood leaking through and spilling on my back seat. The voices made me do it, now my life been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, now my life been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, now my life been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, now my life been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. I washed up with God, blood on my hands. Driving through town thinking of an escape plan. I need to ditch the body, I gotta hang tight. Once I dump the body in the grave it'll be alright. Now I'm in the woods and I'm digging a fucking hole. Nobody knows I'm the reason for the death toll. If I get caught I'ma be in deep shit. But it's not my fault, the fucking voices made me do it. The voices made me do it, now my life been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, now my life been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, now my life been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, now my life been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. What do? I gotta skip town. I'm so fucking nervous, I can't feel my heart pound. I need to leave town and find another place so I don't catch a fucking murder case. I just shot for one in the motherfucking face. I need to disappear without a motherfucking trace. This is what happens when I lose control. If you're in my way, then you'll end up in a hole. The voices made me do it, now my life been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, now my life been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, now my life been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, now my life been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music.
Alright, y'all, we back. Up next, King Spade, we riding.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah. This one right here?
Hey, shh.
Joe Richter. You ready, Lo?
Yo, I know you like it, so you bump it when you ride. Switch your lanes back and forth, blow a dank like us. I know you smoke it, hold it chronic when you roll and give a fuck about the cops. Pass the weed till it's dust. Yeah, buddy, here's another one for your trunk. To pull you up when you're on your way to get drunk. Yeah, we got the funk, King Sperry, bring the buns. Bring the crowd from the back of the club to the front. You can hear my bass bump for many miles around. Whether I'm lifted in the sky, high riding on the ground. I'm high riding on the ground with that sub noise sound. You know we still drunk as fuck and we still put it down. Still clowning motherfuckers with the best of the best. Still claiming that the best is coming straight from the west. Never fuck with a stretcher, put that heat up in your chest. Got the killer Cali chronic straight, ballin' triple threat. Shred next, we some vets in this hip-hop scene. And can't double mess with us when it comes to the green. Nonetheless, we keep it fresh, got them big bags of tank bullies. And Johnny Rick blow smoke like paint.
See what it happened was.
I found out she only do bitch.
See what it happened.
happened was. See what it happened was.
Everything was up to date, so we rolled.
See what it happened was.
Why you panic when police pull us over?
See what it happened was.
Come to find out this vehicle stolen.
See what it happened was. See what it happened was. See what it happened was.
Everybody talking about what they do.
Caught up, wanna turn around and deny it, but trying to be something you not. Just keep it real off the top.
The judge sentenced you to do 10.
See what it happened was.
You said you had it down on your end.
See what it happened was.
I heard you was a chick in the pen.
See what it happened was. See what it happened was. See what it happened was.
I thought you moved them bricks for a living.
See what it happened was.
I heard you went snitched on a nigga.
See what it happened was.
The paperwork he had said dick.
See what it happened was. See what it happened was. See what it happened was.
Damn, bro, you claim that fire.
See what it happened, cuz.
Oh, you the Crip now, right?
See what it happened, bud.
Nigga, how you gon' switch sides?
See what it happened, cuz. See what it happened, bud. See what it happened,
Everybody talking about what they do.
Facebook checking his tweet at mention sheet. Thought you said our love was unique.
See what it happened was.
You trust me every day of the week.
See what it happened
so
was.
Why you going through my phone when I'm sleeping?
See what it happened was. See what it happened was. See what it happened was.
You said you don't see no other guy.
See what it happened was.
But why you got your phone on silent?
See what it happened was.
I answered and a nigga replied.
See what it happened was. See what it happened was. See what it happened was.
I thought that we was tight for sure.
See what it happened was.
You said you never liked the court.
We're back. What up, ghetto?
What's going on, my nigga?
Not much. Apparently, Mae Young is gonna wrestle fucking Stephanie when Mae turns 100.
See, how old is that?
Well, right now she's 90.
No, I mean, we've already heard her say this. All right, you're a little late.
No. She said it again.
Why? Why would she say it again?
Because Vince decided to ask her who she plans on wrestling when she's 100.
We've already been through this. We know. Well, who the hell is she going to wrestle now? Nobody.
Yeah, because she's in hospice now.
Wow.
Yeah, man, apparently she was reportedly moved to a hospice following hospitalization this past week. She was scheduled to attend next week's edition of Raw Old School, but now won't be appearing.
Well, we're going to have to find some other old lady to get naked.
I don't think we need any old ladies to get naked.
I'm just saying, man. That was her thing.
Yeah. It was always disturbing.
Well, except for Mark Henry. He enjoyed it.
Well, yeah. They had a hand together.
But look at it this way. They could both lay in bed together again because she's old and she's in there and he's injured.
Man, I'm pretty sure now he'd plan of squishing the fuck out of her.
Yeah, like Brock Lesnar did to his ribs.
Exactly.
And his manly roar.
But you know what? I was thinking, like what we should do is redo the JR theme, but add Brock Lesnar's roar to the end of it.
Well, I tagged you in that YouTube video. Go ahead and rip that. It's only 4 seconds.
Oh, man. But, man, who the fuck names themselves Tree? Like, what the fuck?
What kind of music do they do? Seasonal.
He probably does only do fucking seasonal.
Come on, man. Gotta come with them corny jokes about somebody named Tree.
Yeah, man, like I was still awake this morning and fucking switching back and forth between MTVU, MTV Jams, and stuff like that. He was on, and I was like, who the fuck is this motherfucker?
Oh, said, Tree. Somebody famous.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was like, who the fuck is this motherfucker? It says Tree. I'm like, the fuck kind of name is Tree?
And what do they sing?
Shit.
they sing shit, huh?
Yeah. His music is fucking horrible.
Even worse than 1 + 1 = 2.
Oh my god, that's even worse than that.
But speaking of horrible shit, did you know that Caskey dude is off of Cash Money Records?
No.
That dude that did that song with Twisted?
He's really on Cash Money? Are you serious?
Yeah, I had no idea. I was like, really? What the fuck?
Like, what the fuck? The fuck were they thinking about doing a fucking track with somebody from fucking Cash Money?
Because apparently when they were doing an interview with Minoxide at one time, that was one of the names that he said he liked or whatever. So then they ended up doing a song together later on for the new Nightmare.
Wow.
But yeah, I didn't know he was on Cash Money. That's pretty fucking retarded, though. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, right?
Like, was he doing this, like, wicked shit, I guess you could say. And he's with them. What the fuck do they know about that shit? Nothing.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden they're entering into it. Like,
I'm not saying he's a great rapper or anything, but he's still with the worst label fucking out there.
Exactly.
Although, yeah, that documentary was pretty good, though. A lot of concert footage. And then the only thing bad about being famous must be the, you know, having to sign and take pictures with everybody, everywhere you fucking go.
Hell yeah, bud.
Because they had the randomness thing at the end of their little thing, which is them in the mall in FYE, and these little kids were going nuts because they knew who they were, and she kept taking picture and picture and picture, and then they were just trying to leave the mall, and everybody just kept coming up. But, you know, at least they're cool about it, though, man. They're like, yeah, man, I'll do that. Kept doing it and shit. But, like, that must be real wild, man.
Yeah, bud. And, here we go. Here's a track by Tree. It's cool. It's called Good Shit / Roses. And it features Chance the Rapper and Vic Spencer.
Where the fuck am I? Because you wasn't allowed. Future. I didn't know what the fuck I'd do with that.
Man, I think the only thing out of that entire shit I understood was slutty ass. And that was it.
Slutty ass.
That's all I understood. The rest of it, no idea.
Speaking of slutty ass, shout out to Miss Boondocks. No, I'm just kidding. Just because I saw her picture of her ass earlier. And apparently only one nigga can own it. Apparently she likes black people.
Well, well, I guess that means I gotta paint my ass black then.
Yeah, then you'd be looking like Kevin Hart. Looking like a, I don't even know.
Jason David Frank trying to imitate fucking the Joker. Not the shitty ass or Joker, but from Batman.
Well, obviously. Probably has no idea who that Joker is.
And if so, he's lucky. Because unfortunately, we know who he is. And we don't want to know who he is.
I never wanted to know who he was.
Exactly my point.
But now he won't go away.
Yes. You're going to die.
Got to play Mortal Kombat because all I hear is, ooh, ah, ooh. Oops. Get over here.
Dead.
Flaw is victory. Who the fuck won? Who are you?
I'm Scorpion.
I said get over here. I didn't even realize you were. So are you able to be everybody once you start the game?
Yeah.
Which game do you have? Do you have, like, the first one, or do you got the complete edition?
I got the complete edition.
Like, is there a difference?
Not really.
Well, I mean, who's on the cover, man? Do you got Kenshi and Freddy and them on the cover?
No, it's just Scorpion and Sub-Zero.
All right, because the other one has them people at the top of the cover. So I'm guessing that's the only difference.
Man, they made the fucking Kratos look fucking weird in this game, though.
Wait, he's part of the story mode?
Yeah.
Well, that's strange.
Yeah, I know, right? Like I said, they made him look weird.
Kratos is my avatar on PS3 now.
But I think my avatar is still the Undertaker.
Well, his was the only decent one that I had looking through all the whatever the hell shit I had right there for some reason. I was like, fuck it, this is going to be my avatar because I don't have one.
Yeah.
whatever the hell. That thing said talking bone. After your trial stops or something, talk about, then they just take money out automatically and shit or something. I really hope they don't do that. So, I mean, I did turn the automatic funding off, but I'm just saying, like, they're talking about if you go so long or whatever and you got to pay it, then they'll just take money out themselves. That's like some cricket bullshit. Like, yeah, if you don't pay your bill, we'll just take your credit card thing and go there and take your money. You can kiss my ass.
Yeah, I hope they don't. I mean, they've never done that to me, so thank God.
Well, I'm just saying, it's a free trial, so hopefully once the free trial is up, they'll just stop it, you know?
Yeah, hopefully.
But on top of that, I got the free trial along with the card that gave me $30, so that's a plus.
Man, what the fuck is this? Dude, they Johnny Cage in this game is really gay. Since the fact they put a tattoo on his chest of his own name.
He ain't never had no tattoo.
Exactly. And now all of a sudden he has a tattoo on his chest. And it says, Johnny.
That's fucking retarded. Did they got like a full out story mode on that? Like stories behind the characters and shit.
I don't know, but I mean, like I said, the story mode's fucking dope, though, man. But
no, I mean, do they like give you a whole out story about the person that you chose?
You don't really choose; they choose for you. And I mean, like it's like first, like it goes by chapter. It goes by chapter. Like, you know, first chapter I have like I was using fucking Johnny Cage, and then second chapter was Sonya, third chapter, Scorpion.
Damn, this must be really easy to play then.
and you have all these motherfuckers you gotta fight, like fucking Johnny Cage had to fight Reptile, Baraka, Kano, Sonya Blade. And
that's whenever I found that Mortal Kombat Legacy series that they made on YouTube. Like, but then I saw the thing that was Mortal Kombat Rebirth. I was like, well, what the fuck is that? But that's a short film. But that looks a whole lot better than the series they made for YouTube. Like, what the fuck? But they only allowed them to make a short film because they didn't want to go ahead and fund them on a new director and shit. But I'm saying the way he made that movie from our soul looks pretty fucking dope.
Damn it. Fucking Shiva, get the fuck off me.
And I do believe it was that trailer that we saw. You remember that trailer we saw from Mortal Kombat?
Yeah. I remember that.
It was obviously for Rebirth and not like a new Mortal Kombat film.
So when the fuck is Rebirth coming out?
That came out in like 2010, 2011.
Hell yeah.
But it's only a short film. It's not a full-out movie.
Well, yeah. I think I read about that somewhere. I'm going to kill your ass.
But it looks really dope the way they made the people look. But I can't seem to find it to watch like the whole thing. Everything I find is only like 7 minutes long.
I'll try finding it in a minute.
But that legacy thing, that looks pretty dope, though. The scene with Cyrex and Sector and Hydro.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet. Where people kept saying it was smoke and shit.
Okay, it's time to die, fucking Baraka.
Speaking of Hydro, is he in that game?
No. Well, not that I know of yet. I haven't gotten there yet. Damn it, Barocco, you motherfucker. I'm gonna kill your ass. Yeah, but you definitely gotta get this game though, man.
Well, I could try it for free on the PlayStation with that, like I told you earlier.
Well,
before I go out
it.
And actually pick it up, you know what I'm saying? Then I was also watching a bunch of reviews about that King of the Ring DVD. A bunch of people said it's really bad.
talking about how
they didn't even give you, like, all the matches and whatnot that you should have. You know, they gave you, like, matches that probably shouldn't have never been in there, like a light heavyweight championship match. You know, shit like it. But apparently it's nothing but, like, finals matches.
Oh, but that sounds horrible.
Like, when I think of this, man, I think of, like, you know, like the whole out King of the Ring or something.
Yeah, right.
But if that's the case, I don't get to see, like, the whole thing, you know. It's pretty lame.
You're going to die, Baraka. Barack Obama.
Well, it's a good thing that the FBI isn't listening right now.
Yeah, right.
Did he just say that he was going to kill Obama? Give me the president on the phone.
I think it's funny how they have Cyrax, like, not as a cyborg, but he's black in this game.
What do you mean he's black?
He's black.
Like he's a black guy?
Yes.
What?
Yeah, they have him as a black dude in the game.
Cyrax is a yellow robot.
Well, now he's a black dude in a black and yellow robe.
Black and yellow robe. That's Scorpion.
Or black and gold.
What the hell kind of shit is that?
I don't fucking know.
Well then, I wonder what the hell Sector is going to look like.
Sector's a white dude.
So he's not a robot either?
No.
Well, that ruins those characters.
Oh, bud.
That's kind of like in that Mortal Kombat Legacy thing. They got Jade on there, but it doesn't even look like the character Jade, though.
Yeah. Kind of like on here, it doesn't look like Jade in this game either.
And, like, the Kung Lao character, that don't look like him either.
Nope.
Because Kung Lao, he wasn't like a Chinese guy.
Yeah, well, that's how they have him in this game, as a Chinese dude.
What the hell, man? Wait, is this game based off of this Legacy shit or something? The sure
man,
as fuck sounds like it.
I would not doubt it.
But in that series though, it actually showed Sector and Cyrus as, you know, robots.
Well, in here they just show him as a black dude and a white dude.
Because it was two dudes fighting, but then they put the suits on, you know, and then they were fighting as them.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Characters sound weak as fuck, though. What the hell? What the hell are they doing?
They are weak.
What about Reptile? What does Reptile look like?
Reptile looks sick.
All right, well, that's a plus.
Die already, Johnny Cage! Break his fucking ribs. And power-drives him into the fucking concrete. And kills him.
Power driver?
Yeah.
Who the fuck does power drivers on Mortal Kombat? What? This isn't wrestling.
Apparently Star Wars does.
Does he got bombs and shit?
Cyrex? No, he just has like this little like orb type thing, and he just starts fucking smashing people in the head with the orb.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Well, you may as well go and play another song.
Yeah, we can do that. How's it about? Dumping.
Yeah, motherfucker, you got the album. Now me Bullet, Bofo, Cell Block, Full Clip, and I'm Lil Shank. This psychopathic rider's motherfucker.
Cut them all out with the busters found. Pop, pop, baby, pop, that be the sound. Low down with the monster, huh? Bofo. Fuck it with the monster pump. Dump, dump. Jump, jump, go to town with the riders on. Pump, pump, go the bucket with the dog in his arm. At your funeral, you're dead, but that ain't nothing.
I hit a wheelie on the lawn and bust it out on sight. I give a fuck, bitch. Talk shit and get clipped. Knock your fucking teeth through your lips.
Yeah.
Acting wild as fuck, cause my jam came on.
And you know dog niggas gotta sing that song.
And I got 18 shots, and I won't miss one. All black trucks with the bump, shooting out the window. Every single time the wind blow, blazing up another bag of endo. Fo-fo be the alias. Run up on your bare face so you're scared of us. My money running low, and I need my sack. Yo, 6-4 is bumping, and I need me a ride. Lean to the right lane, and then I slide. Lay your ass out on the cold cement. Before I dump in that ass, I'ma scream my sexy. I'm a rider.
Motherfuckers like me, we don't give a fuck. It's like, what? You wanna come stepping? Then I have to see ya. Leave you open and burning like a case of gonorrhea. From some old dirty bitch that you was humping and pumping like my gauge, bitch ass. We dumping.
So I don't have to cry.
Cheddar cheese, so when you see me, nigga, please move fast, bloody cash on the floor. Gotta make my way to the fucking door. Gotta make my way to the hideout. Who done it? Yeah, they tryna find out. Now, I'm on the street with my swerve. Cops tryna catch me cause I'm on the swerve. But I'm a clever motherfucker, never catch me. And if they come my direction, they gon' catch these dumb.
And we are back. Up next, let's see. All right, Chris, there's no more. There we go.
Blood, guts, and bacon, guts covered most of all of mine. So, blinking more of toe and blood splashes in the eye.
Have a couple. number one enemy of the public. Juggalo when I keep it scrubby. Put an ink up in your tummy when I'm underneath with something lovely. Wanna decapitate your honey. Gonna get my hands on something sharp and shiny. Gonna take my chance and try to stab in a trailer park behind me. Better wait for darkness when the race of a mob starts to blind. Now that it's miles of bars and I'm both gonna race right. Well, I'm about to do my part and race wide and the rest of this crowd like a chalkboard. And I got more knives than any sword. You can think I've got stock for it. A lot goes not gonna make me stop. I'm thinking about the noise that I just heard it up.
All I'm looking for.
Abomination.
Bring me for the fall of a generation and out of my seven of my wake up.
Anyone about a fan, we trust the example we are, and let us be our speaker represent the motherfuckers every time we bust in the rest.
I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
I got we back up next. ICP featuring Blaze, Shout.
Going all out. Kamali, get up. Let's go.
All right.
Well, that's your lucky day today, pal. You're free. That's right. You've been pardoned. So come on, get your shit. Let's go.
What are you talking about? I don't understand.
Yep, governor's pardoned you. Come on, let's get the fuck out of here.
I'm free? Are you serious?
Fuck no. You got four more years, stupid ass. Every fucking day you fall for it. You fucking stupid ass.
Damn.
Somebody fights in the penalty, they got burnt butt, son. Seemed that
And we're back. Up next.
I just want somebody there. Somebody to agree or disagree. Tell me I'm right or wrong. Somebody to talk to, eat with, be with. Somebody who cares whether I'm alive or not. Somebody who knows whether I'm alive or not.
I was walking home through an alleyway, paying no attention, tripped over a leg. It was a dead body, hit off to the side. Like a crackhead, maybe 25. He looked rather lonely, both his eyes were open. Threw him on my shoulder, took him to the homestead, sat him on my couch, cooked him pizza.
be around somebody. I mean anybody. I just don't want to be alone.
We went to Clark Park. It's my favorite place. Had to shoot the birds off, picking at his face. Then we took a bike ride. He drove the handlebars. Stopped and had some ice cream. He started acting hard. First he wasn't talking. Then he wouldn't eat. Then it fucking hit me. I found him in the street. He's fucking dead. I almost forgot.
Shoes on, she thinks he's a loser. He don't have a job yet, got nothing on rent. Pretty much everything about him is spent. I got into a fist fight, two thugs jumped me. He stayed in the car, chilling in the front seat. Come to think about it, he ain't really my friend. But whatever we got, I don't want it to end. Cause
fight for you in a court of law, and we will win. Because if we don't win, we'll suck your dick. Specializing in slip and fall and on-the-job injuries, we'll win you cash. If McLuhan, Davis, and Davis take your case on, you can't lose. Either you'll win a nice settlement for your personal injury, or you'll bust a nut in our mouth. That's our guarantee. Call us at 1-800-BLOWJOB now, and let's get this loot together.
Yeah, we're back.
The Build Sports Up F-150 with EcoBoost technology. Check out the Ford Focus with great mileage. It will be a blast to drive.
The Escape has a quick-activated liftgate. It's so easy.
But you better hurry if you want to dream big.
Let's see. A mix.
January 2nd.
These are the final days.
Get your dead on. Happy fucking New Year's.
We'll be right back.
And we are back. And we have entered the future. What up, Ghetto? Welcome to the future.
Happy New Year, nigga.
Happy New Year. Now go find me a flying car.
Flying car.
I mean, come on, man. Think about it. In the Jetsons, what year was it for the Jetsons? Like 2000 or something like that. They had flying cars. Man, it's 2014, and I haven't seen a flying car yet.
Well, build one.
Man, if I knew how to do that, shit, I would.
What do you know how to do?
Well, I just beat 6 chapters of fucking Mortal Kombat.
Well, that's not going to get you anywhere in life.
Yeah. Oh, they have to go into another fucking tournament in Mortal Kombat. Oh, yeah, and by the way, I was wrong. Sector's not white. He's Chinese.
I'm sure they're all pretty much Chinese in the game.
No, not Cyrax. Cyrax is black.
Except for the random black guy.
Well, I guess it makes 2 random black guys because we got Jax in there.
Well, but, of course there's Jax. We all know Jax.
But the fact that Cyrax is black and Sector is Asian without, and he has a fucking tank on his back. Well, 2 tanks on his back that let him shoot fucking fire at people.
Wait, who's that?
Sector.
Sector don't use fire.
Well, he does in this game.
Doesn't he shoot like rockets?
Shoots rockets, he shoots fire.
Didn't realize that he shot fire.
Yeah.
So is Noom Saibot in that game?
Yes, he is. I haven't gotten to him yet. In the story mode.
That dude was always a cool character.
Yeah. And turns out, the dude in story mode is not, not Kratos. I don't know when they bring him in, but it's Quan Chi.
That's who you thought Kratos was?
Well, man, dude, he's white like fucking Kratos.
Man, I really thought Kratos was at this game. I know who Quan Chi is, though.
Yeah, but Kratos is in the game.
Now, which is it? Is it Quan Chi, or is it Quan Chi and Kratos?
Quan Chi and Kratos.
Alright, because Quan Chi is a completely different person.
Yeah, I guess I haven't gotten to the part where, comes in.
Yeah, I just can't believe you thought that was Kratos, though. Have you ever seen Quan Chi before?
But it's been a long-ass time, and, dude, they made every single motherfucker in this game look weird. I mean, come on. Cyrax and Sector are supposed to be robots, but they're not.
Yeah, that's a complete fail, like, altogether.
Yeah.
What's almost a complete fail is, like, whenever they made Reptile, like, an actual, like, lizard-type thing.
Yeah, in the fucking movie. Like, what the hell was that?
Like, that was in one of the games, too.
And I'm just waiting for the second Sub-Zero in the game.
What's that, the cyborg one?
Yep.
Oh, So, anybody show up tonight here?
Nope.
Shocker.
Well, Kid Crazy's at a show right now, so that's understandable.
What the hell show is he at? Twisted.
Prozac.
Prozac? Where the hell is he at a show, eh?
Michigan. Okay, it's, JCW.
It's Big Ballers. He's a Big Ballers.
Yeah.
And then Twisted got that show going on in Ohio.
Yeah, so, hey, I mean, that's understandable. I mean, shit, you got a show, you can't make it. But,
Well, hell, man, he's at the show for the year.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a fucking Big Ballers with ICP and everybody.
Yeah. Man, if I was in Michigan, I'd go.
Man, half the people that go there aren't even in Michigan. They travel very far.
Exactly. If I was in Michigan, I'd go. I'm in Connecticut. I ain't going.
You could have caught a ride with somebody that went to there.
Yeah. Could have, would have, should have. Didn't. Now, to the motherfuckers on Facebook, like I said, happy motherfucking New Year. Now let the zombie apocalypse begin.
Yeah, that didn't happen last year. it's not happening this year.
Yes, it is. In February.
You know, just kind of like how the past 13 years, the world didn't end.
Yeah, but February, the zombie apocalypse is coming.
Oh, in February, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Do you know what time? What day in February? Where at?
Yeah. Let's see.
Really? You going to read me something off the internet?
Sookie, I know what I'm watching.
And what's that?
The Walking Dead. There's a marathon.
Well, you've seen all that.
Well, yeah. But this is the entire... looks like... Season 2 and Season 3, or possibly all of Season 3. Oh, yeah, and by the way, the zombie apocalypse will be on February 9th.
All right, yeah. And what time? All day?
9 o'clock.
In the morning?
Oh, p.m.
Oh, the zombies come at night now.
Yeah, in the form of The Walking Dead.
Man, we're talking about really? Talking about a fucking TV show.
Well, I mean, it is a zombie apocalypse on The Walking Dead.
Speaking of Walking Dead, I thought it was funny on that Twisted thing that I told you to watch here. They were actually, you know, how they had, you know, Jason and Freddy and the Walking Dead people there with them.
Yep.
Yeah, they were showing the food that they eat, man, talking about how they like to eat healthy, and they were showing all what they eat. And then they're like, you should see what Herschel and Merle eat.
Yeah, man, fucking Walking Dead all fucking day. I'm fucking excited about this.
Are you you're not excited about the New Year's Eve shows going on right now?
And the New Year's Eve show is The Walking Dead for me.
I meant the actual New Year's Eve shows. Like,
no,
all these things have been going on for years.
Yeah, that's over. I think.
It's not over. It's still on. What are you talking about?
Let's see. La 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 la.
No.
Dick Clark's New Year's Eve Rockin' Eve. Man, isn't he dead now?
Yes.
And turned out to change the name of it.
It just says New Year's Rockin' Eve.
Well, my side says Dick Clark's.
Well, that's not the case on my TV here. And we all know that it's not Dick Clark anymore. Now it's now it's gay ass Ryan Seacrest.
It's true. It's damn true.
I bet you he couldn't wait to get in the show.
He probably couldn't. He was like, Dick Clark diary so I get into the show.
Since he's pretty much on everything else.
Yeah.
They need to kill his ass.
Well, go up to New York and go do that right now.
Find me a way there. Who the fuck are these faggots fucking performing this shit?
I don't fucking know. The Wyatt family?
With Ryan Seacrest, man. Just change the name to fucking Ryan Seacrest and fucking New Year's Eve fucking
man,
shit.
Man, are you kidding me, man? That would cause a whole bunch of shit. Don't say that.
Well, I mean, come on. The fact that Dick Clark is dead and they have somebody else hosting that shit, it just doesn't seem right to have for them to keep fucking using Dick Clark's name. Well, we know good and well.
Well, it's his show. It will always be his show. Just gonna be stupid people running it now, though.
Exactly.
So changing the name is a bad idea.
Well, I'm going to record the entire... never mind. I'm not going to record the entire Walking Dead. Seems like I'm not going to just watch it on fucking Netflix.
Yeah, right, dude. You wish your car would do that.
Go off
that ramp and fly that far onto a train. You wish your car would do that.
Yeah, I do.
Be lucky if you made it a couple feet, you know, without flipping over.
You know, I didn't even realize we didn't have a certain track up on here.
Then what's that?
Winnie Payton's New Year's track.
That's not on there?
No.
It used to be.
New Year's resolution. I do not want fucking Vimeo. I don't know what the fucking Vimeo is. I do not want it. You fucking fat bastard.
New Year's Comics starring Shyla and you.
Who?
Ducky. Now, that's just a fucking annoying thing right there. People that decide to fucking take time, you know, just waste their fucking time and do a whole fucking quote-unquote banner out of fucking stupid things on fucking Facebook to say Happy New Year.
Man, I saw that thing when I was scrolling through. I saw Kung Fu Vampire did something like that, and there was a picture of me in there. I was like, what the fuck?
What the fuck were you in it?
But then I clicked it, but then apparently it was just, you know, my pictures there. I couldn't see what he posted, though.
What the fuck?
Because I was like, why is this picture of me telling Ali she got nice titties or whatever on here? Yeah. But then it just turned out it was just all the pictures I was tagged in. It was just real random because I thought somebody used a picture of me. I was like, yeah.
But that would have been funny.
Seeing how you made that picture.
Yeah, man. Shit, man. I could probably hit up Kung Fu Vampire see if he'd be down for another interview.
Go for it. Has he got anything new going on?
Not that I know of.
So speaking of that twisted DVD, when the hell is that supposed to come out? Just go to their website or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Merry Xmas. Download Twisted Xmas video show below. Supposed to take over tonight at 10 p.m. There we go. The vault has been opened. The vault. That's a show. Oh, okay. Not a show. What did it say?
I was just kind of wondering how somebody already had it already.
Yeah. People do weird things. Filmography. No. No.
Go to twistedshop.com. Who the fuck is that? Is that Juicy J? No, who the fuck is that? That ain't Juicy. That's gay-ass Big Sean.
Oh, fuck.
I forgot that Ariana Grande does songs with terrible rappers.
Well, yeah.
Like Mac Miller, Big Sean.
Big Sean, go die. Apparently, it's supposed to be released on December 18th.
Oh, so it's already been out.
But they still have it up on here for a fucking pre-order.
Well, that explains why somebody has it, though.
Yeah, but it's not.
I thought it just came out like a week or so ago.
but
it's been out.
Yeah, but it's still up for pre-order.
Well, you know, you got to understand that they're pretty slow.
Well, yeah.
...2013, the year of white girls screwing up their careers with shitty-ass black artists.
Yep.
She's one of them. Miley Cyrus, Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Enrique Iglesias, yes.
No.
Are you saying that he can't be your hero, Havoc?
No. Fuck no.
Would you rather have Pablo?
No. I'd rather have neither.
I mean, will you quit opening your car door?
Man, I ain't got a car door.
And every time that damn thing goes off, it sounds like a damn car door. How many times I got to tell you? Well, what the hell was that noise then?
That would be me getting an email.
Well, why does it sound like a car door?
Fuck if I know.
Have you never heard that sound before, DeCorp? Do you think I'm crazy? Do you think I'm making shit up?
Well, my car doesn't make that noise. Look at all the dumb black people in there.
Speaking of Twisted, we should go ahead and start the year off right and play a little We Don't Die.
Sounds good. Let me get up to it. Went too far. Discover a whole new world. Fuck your Aladdin, bitch.
It's only a select few that can handle this. Freak shit, apparition of a poltergeist. Blessed with a heart, but it's cold device. It's broken twice, now I walk with an axe. Dressed in all jet black with contacts. Straight maniac, warlock, Sam Hain and Salem Plot. Stand through the hourglass, picking up the dots.
If you don't know by now, it's too late. We the most serious thing on the market since they play. We the dead, we don't explain the field pain. Berserko, keep it underground to maintain. Bitch, you better check us. I'm doing good, leaving 66 to 6 months. Riding in the 6-hour hurts for ghost folks. Coming on a 2-ton block with dead folks. And it's like the ass where to run.
We don't die.
Serial killers.
We don't die.
Freaks of the night.
We don't die.
We get high.
We don't die.
And I'm out of the ground. From the underground tunnel I dug to keep away from the mainstream love. I just want somebody to move and get hurt. Got the whole dug deep in the dirt. Can't work with you bitch motherfuckers making love to the flip. With a bitch name tatted on your chest. Me a motherfucking mad rock. Haunt the joint, bringing death to the people that don't get the point. We don't die.
Just like a $7 bill. Voice my opinion regardless of how you feel. Free shit, it ain't about being rich. It's about juggalos and running with lunatics. As long as y'all rock this, we won't win. We do it all for y'all, I mean that shit. Every one of y'all means everything to me. We bleed for y'all, that's
pain. We're not positive and uplifted. Fuck you. Walk a mile in our shoes. Experience hard times and pay an hellish dues. Freak shit. What I live, what I breathe. Cast out new necks like he's diseased. Still they try to ban the sound. But supposedly it be resurrecting the dead from under hollow ground.
You in the dead zone. 10 points for us. Well, a cigarette smoke right before your lunch bust. You can't trust them, but I could bust them in half. Sit back and laugh at all the shit I did. Can you do that? Did you school that? Better yet, I'm the wigged out serial killer type war vet. Freak show, different than the rest, but I love it so. Put it to the test.
And we're back.
Oh, joy, we're back again.
Yep.
Just wonderful.
Let's see. But yeah, man. So what do you think they got in store for the WWE in 2004?
Well, nothing anymore. 2014. Batista wins the Royal Rumble.
God, I hope not. I mean, apparently, you know, he could even fucking win matches at, in fucking MMA. Now, last time we saw him in the WWE ring, he was a fucking crying little bitch.
That's because, it's because the hated John Cena. Well, now he's coming back. He could be crying even more because John Cena is still in the same position.
Exactly.
And then Daniel Bryan, he's going to start wearing sheep masks.
And he doesn't need a sheep mask. He has a goat face.
Well, I'm saying he's part of the Wyatt family now.
Apparently SoundCloud is 5 years old today.
Damn. I just heard about it a year ago.
Yeah. Same here. 2013.
Yeah, I had no idea what that was. Damn, 5 years, huh?
Yeah.
What the fuck were we doing for 5 years and not know about that?
I don't know. But I have a track up on the soundboard.
Oh, really?
I just uploaded. Yeah, it's a remix.
Soundboard. I would have never thought.
Yeah, man, it's a remix.
Oh, great.
So here we go. Twisted featuring Proof. How I Live.
Check my style and see how loud the crowd can get. No nonsense, this is how you need to be living, dude. This is the life we show and prove on each and every move. We need some money smoking bitches to clear our vision like Visine in the 40, you owe me for the IV. So gimme, cause I'm living for the fam and I ain't leaving till I get all that I can and then some.
I see it's tatted on your back and your arms, and I'm ecstatic, you would get it though it's killing your mom. I know your pops don't understand, he's
telling my voice exactly how I'm living.
All these cops, all these stars, all around me.
Look at your hair.
Put your eyes to the sky, that's where you'll find me.
We the motherfucking juggalos.
We are yeah.
How I live, tinted windows on SUVs I'm smoking, purchased from grandma and words spoken. A hustler, I was born and raised with the knowledge that you gotta do what you gotta to get paid. Game, respect, game, I see you on the grind. Same heart, same passion, it's mine, three of a kind. It's twisted in your boy grew from the dirty dozen. This shit was destined to happen, don't ever say it wasn't.
Please believe it, we sit and rethink it. Spit flames to toy your mind and reheat it, repeat it. Slim knob of cons with the me busy. And that goes, it's these weezy twisted. We bees the missing, pink squeeze and biscuit. Treat clean this district, this means restricted. Family, nah, amity time. You cross one of them, you cross me, I'm laying you down. Live it.
Secret just like a murder. With blurred vision, I'm undercover like burn victims. With a temper like a pit bull waiting my turn. Sick 'em, licking my chops while you sit in the same spot. Like street signs while I resurrect the whole
Eastside.
That's how I live and you can love it or leave it. But for you to do what I do would take a whole life to achieve it. My cousins from other mothers like dozens. They brothers of us, mother that ICP be been recovered. This gang among us, pocket big as the world. Wiping blade is all swine. I repair the damages and manage like Jay and all. From waste to each arm, these waiting, these palms. Trying to get back to these local cats, a point to eat from. So I spit it how I'm in it, a minute how I spit it. Forever authentic, let's get it how we live it. Let's go.
And we are back. What'd you think of that track, man? Boom. Remix.
I didn't really like it.
Yeah, I didn't either.
That's not how I live. That's not how that goes.
Oh, it's apparently a fucking remix.
It's definitely not the same chorus.
Yeah, and I found it up on Twisted fucking SoundCloud.
I don't know what the hell that is. Yeah, that was just a bit odd, and like that too much.
Yeah, I just thought it sucked on general.
They're not very good with remixes.
No, they're not.
You know, like the Down With Us remix, or the what was that other new one that was a remix?
Too many remixes to remember.
Whatever that other one was with Quaalios.
Let's see. That would be Monstrosity.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I think they should just stop doing remixes.
Yeah, they're perfectly fine with original songs and whatnot, but
yeah, right.
When it comes to remixes, it's a whole other story.
Ain't that the truth?
Shit, they're even fine whenever they do cover songs.
But stay away
away from the remixes.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
We beg.
Your next album, do not give us remix tracks. Do not.
Yes, otherwise, it will not be the moment that we've all been waiting for.
Yeah, no shit.
Apparently, that's actually the title of the fucking album.
Yeah. When's that supposed to come out?
This year.
No, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Such a great answer, Havoc.
Or does it tell me, you know, date and this of the year 2014?
What the hell, man? Their background on here performing, you got that same thing on WWE, the video game.
Which video game?
With the whole, like, fiery eye thing for, like, the Titantron.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they're using.
Well, at least I can officially say I've gone through 6 chapters of Mortal Kombat.
Diane, do you feel accomplished?
Yes and no. I'm still waiting on my trophies.
Why are you waiting on them?
Because I beat motherfuckers on getting trophies.
Maybe you don't get trophies for that.
No, man, it says right here, PS3 for functionality, multiplayer, leaderboard, lobby, / matchmaking, messaging, / friend, invite in game, voice chat.
I'm saying maybe you don't get trophies for what you're doing, though.
Oh, I don't know. Then I don't know what the fuck to do with it.
Or why don't you just go to your trophies and then see what you have to do to unlock shit, unlock trophies?
PS3 trophies for Mortal Kombat. The former fatality. Man, I've done that already. I didn't get a trophy. Look, what the fuck was that? Complete arcade ladder with any fighter. It is a shitload of fucking trophies here. Like, tag. You're it. Perform and land a tag combo. I'd do that if I had a tag team partner and this shit.
Hey, what do you mean a tag team partner?
You can do tag teams in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, when it comes to combo moves like that shit, I don't even try for that shit on games. Because I'll never
complete
be able
all tower complete 25 tower missions. Complete all test your sight minigame challenges. Test your strike minigame challenges. Test your might. Gain mastery of all fighters. Gain mastery of one fighter. Unlock all alternate costumes. Get all MK dragons. And test your luck.
Not really seeing any trophies for story mode here.
Successfully land every playable fighter's X-ray. Let's see. Oh, are you serious? They have fucking ranked matches for fucking Mortal Kombat as well?
There you go. Go do that. That'll be probably harder than WWE.
Ha ha ha. complete fatality trainer. Spill 10,000 pints of blood for a trophy. Unlock 100% of the crypt. Give me something for fucking story mode already. This is, okay, complete story mode, 50%.
There you go. You're not 50% yet.
Apparently not. And they also got secret trophies as well. Unlock Hidden Fighters Cyber Sub-Zero. Unlock Melina's third alternate costume. Perform one of each type of ality. Perform any fighter's hidden finishing move. Unlock Hidden Fighter Quan Chi. Discover
or,
fight
or as Havoc would like to say, Kratos.
Yes, aka Kratos. Discover and fight hidden combatant 1 in arcade ladder. Discover, let's see, combatant 2, combatant 3, combatant 4. I'll do all that tomorrow after I try out Assassin's Creed.
I see you decided to start at the beginning.
That's correct. Well, I figured I'd rather play the first one first. So I can actually get a grip of what the fucking story is supposed to be about and shit like that, and what the game is supposed to be about. And see if I should like it or not. If not, I will sell Assassin's Creed. I'll get some cigarette money out of it. Win arcade tag ladder with robots Sector and Cyrax. So they do have robot Sector and Cyrax, just not yet. So that's dope. That they actually have it, but you have to actually get to them.
Well, there you go. They saved the game.
Yep. Mortal. It's funny, because when you turn the game on, you don't even get a Mortal Kombat. You just get stupid sound effects. And they don't even do that anymore.
What the hell?
They took that out of there.
Well, what the hell, man? What's the point of playing this game, man?
I have no idea.
No woohee! Every time you do an uppercut.
Yeah. What the fuck? That was dope shit back in the day. But they took it out.
That's pretty beat.
Yeah. This game saves data automatically, you know, shit, Sherlock.
That's what all of the fucking games do.
Exactly.
Oh, there you go. There's a show for you to watch. The Taste.
That sounds absolutely horrible and retarded.
You may enjoy that. It's about eating.
Three.
See, even that game thinks it's Kratos now.
Because I chose Kratos.
Or did you choose Quan Chi?
Throughout the spoils of his many victories to help dispatch foes to the underworld. What the fuck?
That's almost as bad as this dude that was giving a review on that Mortal Kombat Legacy, and he kept calling Melina the wrong name. Like, really? You can't say Melina? Wait, is this coming on again? Like, we just saw all these people. Yeah, apparently it's coming on again. Why isn't there, like, more to it?
Retry. What the fuck? There we go.
There we go.
I did it right, you little fucking faggot. Fuck it. I'm just gonna kill Raiden. Try again. Let's do it again.
The hell are you doing?
Apparently trying to do a fucking fatality, but it's not doing it.
Yeah, that's always fun.
Retry. What the fuck you want me to do? Like, really? Keep fucking me trying for?
Because you didn't do it right, dog.
Apparently not.
Kind of like whenever you're jumping with Kratos and shit, and he doesn't want to fucking double jump ever.
Yeah, right? He's like, what the fuck? Go. Apparently I had to step into the fucking box in order to do it.
Step into the box? At least they tell you where to go to do it.
I finally earned a trophy. License to Kill.
There, are you happy you got a fucking trophy?
Let's do it again. Quick to the main menu, now that I know how to do it, apparently. Took some time. Yeah. Fucking split them teas apart. Yeah, that's how I fucking kill a bitch. Just fucking stab her right from her fucking tip. Okay, let's go into fucking arcade mode.
Okay, then.
Give me a fucking... Test your might. Test your strike.
Well, you're weak.
Press the any button to increase R2 and L2 something. Johnny Cage completed.
Wait, you mean Johnny Cage already?
No, not yet. I'm doing the whole fucking test your strike thing. And the first one was beat this mission and challenge tower to unlock it. You gotta use Johnny Cage as the person to break the bricks. And unfortunately, I have to go into a, Yes, I want to wish to exit, you dumb fuck.
What?
And ask me if I wanted to fucking, pick the correct bead or face the consequences. Okay, Jax, you're up. You know you're probably fucking horrible.
Man, that was easy, nigga. Yeah, I got 28,180 Mortal Kombat coins. I don't know what the fuck they're good for, but okay.
I guess apparently to buy outfits or something.
We'll find out. Test your might. Mwahaha. With Sonya Blade. Press R2 when the might meter is above the marker. Okay. Let's see what the focus does. Pine boards. And they made Sonya Blade's fucking tits even fucking bigger than they used to be in any other game.
Yeah, that's what they like to do.
Yeah, I'm seeing this. Challenge Tower. Training special tech. Oh, great. Details. When each special attack within... Yeah, fuck you. Well, let's see what the fuck I can do with the fucking...
So wait, you just stopped playing that and now you're going to something else?
Yep.
Don't you kind of have to complete that?
Well, yeah, but I don't know if I'm doing that tonight. I'll do it tomorrow.
Well, you got so far.
Well, no, because this time I changed up into the Challenge Tower, and you have to do something like under 25 seconds. Shang Tsung, Shiva, Sindel, Smoke, Sonya Blade, Striker, Sub-Zero. Nightwolf. And what's funny is because like in the very first Mortal Kombat, they didn't have Nightwolf in the fucking tournament. But yet they have him in the tournament for the fucking storyboard on this shit. Molina. Liu Kang. Kung Lao. Kitana. Kano. Cabal, Giant Cage, Jax, Jade, Ermac, Cyrex, Baraka, and Kratos. Better known as Quan Chi.
Only to you.
Exactly. That sounded irritating. Yes, I'm sure I want to exit. Stop asking me if I'm sure I want to exit.
Are you sure you want to exit?
I'm positive.
So what the fuck am I supposed to do with these goddamn fucking coins I get? Like, seriously. The fuck am I supposed to do with them?
Well, is there like a store or something?
No.
Watch all 10 episodes of Mortal Kombat Legacy 2 now. So you're
where
right, man.
Where can you watch that at?
YouTube.
YouTube?
Yeah.
Man, I couldn't even find a fucking link to that. Send me the link to that.
Hold on. Legal Buck.
Even though that's the second season, I'm guessing. But, yeah.
Yeah, it is. Amazon has the full first season for $6.99.
Well, you could watch that on PS3, but you had to pay 99 cents per episode.
Yeah. Okay, quick game. I'll go back to tomorrow. I'll finish this game off maybe Thursday. There ain't no way in hell I'm going to keep playing this game for the rest of the night because my hand's already cramping the fuck up. That's crazy.
Man, that's how I feel after I play God of War.
Yeah, right? Like, your hands just cramp the fuck up.
But
on a good note,
some of their hands every time I fucking play a game.
But on a good note, I'm hungry.
How is that a good note?
I don't know. Just is.
It's not a good note at all.
I blame The Walking Dead.
Well, it's one way to get hungry.
Exactly. Fucking watching fucking zombies eat burnt. Fucking start eating people. Man.
It was like this link I saw somebody posted up about this Asian person eating this guy on like the train or something. Like literally fucking eating him.
The Walking Dead Season 2, $4.99. Download now.
Sure. How many seasons are there of that legacy thing? Is there two or three?
They're working on three right now.
But you sent me the link to two, right?
No, yeah, I'm going to do that in a minute.
Because it's kind of difficult to find the episodes on YouTube trying to look for it. Like, then you get all these, like, animated bullshit things.
Yeah. Mortal Kombat Legacy. TV. It's only 99 cents. And do not tell me I do not have enough funds. It's only 99 cents, you dumb fuck.
I told you it was 99 cents. The fuck?
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying, just better not tell me that I have, it's, well, I'll go for the one that's $2, because it'll be in HD. And do not tell me I don't have enough funds. It's only $1.99.
Well, apparently you don't have enough.
Funding amount, $4. Oh, $5. Nope. I do have enough. Confirmed purchase.
How the hell did you just find that out, how much money you have in
it? When I went and hit the download, it showed me.
Okay.
It may take
although I do know that I actually have $30 in there because apparently I didn't have anything else in there.
Bing. Legacy, Season 2. By Machina. That's not what I wanted. Dump box. Okay, so that's what I wanted. Okay. Oh, they got season 3. They got all of season 1 up on here.
Yeah. Well, if season 2's up there, of course you're going to have season 1 up there.
Yeah, but they're not very long, though, man. I mean, like,
I know. They're like 8 minutes, 10 minutes.
Yeah. I think the longest one they have is the one with Raiden. It's 12 minutes long.
Yeah, well, apparently somebody said that that story was ripped off of the story of Thor.
What, the Raiden one?
Yeah.
Let me guess. Ms. Tony probably said something about that.
No, the people that were reviewing it.
Oh.
But, so what is the story of, like, Thor or whatever? Does he fall off the sky? Okay.
No, but he's supposed to be a god of thunder as well.
Like, does he fall out the sky or something and claims to be that? He ends up in a mental war and shit.
Does it end up in a mental war? In a mental war? Yeah, mental war. Mental war. But,
because apparently it's like a similar to the Thor story.
I'm still trying to figure out how the hell it's similar. I mean, I'll have to watch to see, like, how it's be. So.
Because
but,
the Raiden story is apparently, you know, he just randomly falls, you know, out of the sky, whatever, that he ends up in a metal war for claiming to be, you know, the god of, was it, thunder? And, then he wasn't even trying to, like, land there. He's trying to land somewhere else, you know, try to get to the tournament and shit. But he ends up in a mental ward, and they won't let him out.
Well, yeah, it's technically similar to Thor, because that's how it happened with Thor. Falls out of the sky. He's, like, fucking tied to a fucking bed.
Yeah, see, it's very similar to that story.
Yeah. Although,
but the fight scene for Sub-Zero and Scorpion is pretty dope, though.
Well, I guess you want to get technical, man. Well, again, let's see here. Thor, the movie came out May 2nd, 2011. And Mortal Kombat was debuted. Ah, so they're saying that it was ripped off from Thor, but funny thing is, Mortal Kombat Legacy debuted April 11th, 2011, whereas Thor came out May 2nd, 2011.
Yeah, but what came out first, though, like, to begin with? Was Thor out before Mortal Kombat?
No, Mortal Kombat Legacy was out before Thor.
No, I'm talking in, like, general, you know, when it was thought up and put out.
I'm guessing it was Thor that was thought of first before Mortal Kombat Legacy.
It's not what I mean, but whatever.
Well, Thor's been around for a long time, though, as a comic and shit like that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, is it the same story as the comic book?
No.
Well, then I guess it's based off of this, then.
Yeah, supposedly.
So, yeah, I guess that's where they got the idea of how it was similar to that story, since they both came out in the same year. I'm just telling you what people didn't like about it, that's all.
Yeah, well, people are also idiots. You just think, more than likely, we've had a shitload more people fucking born today, as it is.
What?
I said, just think about it. There's probably been a shitload of fucking people born, a shitload of new people brought into the world as of today.
So what?
But you need some more idiots.
I'm kind of wondering why you're even talking about this.
Because I'll say people are idiots. And now we have more idiots to add to the
so
fucking
now,
bunch.
So that made you think of even more idiots that we now have?
Yes.
Right. Look, here goes Daughtry in his giant microphone. Jeez, man. The hell was that, a fort?
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it actually was.
Jeez. You blew apart your chair or whatever.
I blew apart my bed, if that's the case. Because I'm sitting on my bed.
Well, it sounded like you were sitting on a chair or something. You know, the echo of the chair.
But now, man, if we're getting, but the dope thing about PS3 is the Mortal Kombat episodes are not for rent. You can actually buy them and own them on your PS3.
Yeah, but the funny thing about that is you got to pay $9 for that. You could buy it on Blu-ray for cheaper.
Oh, yeah. Shit, but I'm actually thinking about doing that, though, when I get paid further.
I was already thinking that yesterday, like, when I randomly found it on Best Buy. I was like, because I was trying to find, what the hell was I trying to find? I think I was trying to find, like, Rebirth or something. But apparently, you know, that's not on, like, any DVD or anything.
Nope, not yet. Ooh, seasons 1 and 2. Here we go.
One and two or what?
Mortal Kombat Legacy.
you just buy it?
Well, bought the one episode so far. But I'm gonna, but when I get paid Friday, I'm gonna just order the Blu-ray of the entire fucking first season.
Well, so in that way, what did you just say about the first season, second season?
Well, I was checking to see if season two was out on Blu-ray yet.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it.
Yeah, probably not.
But I don't know, I saw, like, bits and pieces of this shit already, though.
Yeah, I have, too. It's just... So once I get this, I can just put it with my other Mortal Kombat DVD I got.
Let's hope you may get through all this, unlike your video game.
I'll make it through the entire game soon enough, just not tonight.
Yeah, check back about a week later. You're still at the same point.
Let's see if my fucking watch has left China yet.
No. One of them was a girl, so they killed
it. Yeah, nope, it's still in Shenzhen EMS.
What? Do you really expect to get something out of China? Like, are they really going to send you something? Like, how long is that going to fucking take?
Expected delivery January 23rd by 8 p.m.
And when did you order?
I ordered the December
27th. Damn, that's a long-ass wait.
Well, yeah, it's coming from China. And it has to go through customs as well.
Probably be all busted up and shit.
That's okay. I'm still waiting. I'm just waiting on my fucking necklace now from China as well. That should be here on January 17th. That was ordered on December 20th.
What are you doing all this shopping in fucking China for?
It's pretty much all stuff that's anime related.
They don't sell that, like, here?
I didn't see the watch here. I only saw the watch in China.
That's ridiculous.
Let me see.
So what was the shipping on that?
Free shipping.
Free shipping from China. How about that?
The watch is $15.24 plus and free shipping.
Man, I didn't care how much the watch was. I just wanted to know the shipping since it's coming from fucking China. Since, like, here and shit's $9.
Now, let's see. Maybe when I get paid, I'll order these headphones.
Ooh, headphones. Must have, like, Thor on them or something.
No, fairy tale.
Or that.
Let's see. Up to 60% off select tech accessories through January 12th. There we go.
There you go, what?
It's not. Save up to 60% on select tech accessories and Kindle, audio and video, computer and accessories, cameras, musical instruments, cell phones, electronics on the go, and more.
Ooh.
I'm guessing Beth F in China as well.
Damn China.
Yep. Let's see. I think that watch is still... Oh, yeah, no, the watch is not still on my wish list because I already purchased it.
Yeah, you already bought it, dipshit.
Let's see here. Last of my check, they was all... Something.
Oh, something, huh?
All from, like, every single one of them was all China. Last I looked at it. There you go.
How much they want for that fucking Mortal Kombat game on PlayStation? Like just a download.
Yes. PSS.
What did you just spell?
PSS. PlayStation Store. What the fuck? What the fuck did you think I just spelled?
I don't fucking know.
Gotta love that sound.
Not really.
The sound of a fizzy bagel.
M-O-R-T-A-L.
Look at all these. Look, there's that Minecraft crap.
1999 for the game.
What the fuck?
$20.
It's just like buying the fucking game.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, actually going and buying the actual physical game.
Well, you can go with the complete edition, which is $50.
$50?
Yep.
Get the fuck out of here, dude. You could get that for, like, $18. $50? You gotta be kidding me with that. PlayStation, you can go fuck yourself for that price.
Okay, fine. Britney Spears one more time.
No time for hit me one more time.
But come on, man. It's only $1.49.
You can download that for free.
And the best thing is you get to sing along with it.
What the hell do I want to do that for?
Oh, bud.
No, seriously. What would I want to do that for?
I don't know. Hey, look, Mortal Kombat Arcade. Ooh, collection.
Ooh.
$10. And you get Mortal Kombat, Mortal Kombat 2, Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3. Enhanced with online play. Leaderboards, trophies, maybe you were king of the arcade, but how do you stack up against the whole world? I don't know, nigga. You tell me.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Well, that looks like a great game. Killer is dead.
Interesting.
It's a hell of a name.
Yeah. Kylie Minogue. Or how the fuck you...
Whatever you want to say.
I thought she was dead.
Look, you could play R.I.P.D. the game.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
You could play Call of Duty.
I don't care about... Look here, PSS. I don't care about the fucking Jillian Michaels. I was hoping to find Jillian Hall.
What the hell? The Warriors was a video game?
What the fuck? I guess so.
Yeah, that movie. I didn't know it was a fucking game. Apparently it was on PS2.
It's a game now.
There you go, Wolfenstein.
I want to change my avatar. Let's find out what avatars I have I can use.
That's so annoying.
That is.
Oh, that's right. That's another game I could play for free right there.
What? I don't know what that is.
Army of Two.
For me, I thought you were saying... I don't know what that is. It's a game.
What the hell does Snoop Dogg have a game?
What does he need a game for? What does he do, just the entire time?
It says, Way of the Dog.
No, fuck. Hey, what do you got to do, fucking paper train the dog?
No, dude, it's definitely Snoop Dogg.
Wow.
Way of the Dog is a brutal action combat adventure.
That's a combat game.
Snoop Dogg's. Set the Snoop Dogg's music. Each level is a fresh fight against a different character in a new location. Defined by Snoop Dogg track.
No.
Train with Snoop. Pick a side. Take your chances. Find the way of the dog. What the fuck?
Find the way of the dog.
Why the fuck would anybody want to play this?
It's a dope game, apparently.
It's probably as bad as, like, 50 Cent's Middle East game, Roner. Midnight Club. I hated that game.
Well, I think it's Playhouse. Somebody replied to my fucking comment on that video too.
What video?
The one where admit it, you laughed at the way he screamed.
You commented on that?
Yeah, I commented saying he screams like a girl, and Donovan Faletta said he looks like one too.
Yeah.
Someone named Robert Glenn comments in, I wonder if Paul Heyman bought Brock a pair of thongs for Christmas.
Bah.
Apparently, he has a disease.
Who has a disease?
Brock Lesnar.
Oh, yeah, and what's that?
I don't know.
That helps.
But, because someone comments in, not that I'm hating on him, but can someone tell me what disease he has? He's always been one of my favorite heels, by the way. Great to see him back. No.
Man, that person just might be out of their mind or something.
Brian Bizzle Meter goes says, Brock is the big retort from Goonies.
Yeah.
Definitely he is a monster, but he screams like a puppy. The fuck? No, he screams like a bitch. He doesn't scream like a fucking puppy. Fernando Silva comments in. Is he going through puberty?
Yes, he is. Finally.
He sounds like a rooster on steroids, according to somebody. It was like a pregnant mom or a girl screaming. Someone else commented on.
Oh, shit, there you go. Super Street Fighter 2.
Hell yeah.
And just a regular Street Fighter 2.
Someone else commented on it, saying Brock Lesnar sounded like a pterodactyl.
Well, dude, I commented on that thing about the Shield, man, asking them what they see in the Shield and Roman Reigns. I see nothing. Nobody ever answered me, though.
Yeah, right?
I guess they realized that I was right.
That's okay. Now we have to see Roman Reigns versus CM Punk at Old School Raw. I just think it's funny because of the fact that Punk has beaten them in a 3-on-1 handicap match. He's beaten Dean Ambrose twice, Seth Rollins, like all in singles matches. So what the fuck? Like, what more could the Shield do? And I'm pretty sure CM Punk beat them in a fucking tag match too.
Nah. I can play BioShock Infinite for a time trial.
And anytime I think of BioShock, I see BioShock, I think about Monica.
I see.
Because of the fact one of her cosplay is a little sister from BioShock.
Then I can play Mortal Kombat Complete Edition for a time trial.
Hell yeah.
I could play Battlefield 3, Army of 2, Grand Theft Auto 4, Most Wanted, shitty-ass Payday 2.
I was going to say, you could play Payday again.
I don't even want to play the fucking demo. Mainly because it takes for fucking ever to open a fucking safe. Or vault, whatever the hell.
Yeah. But it's just good kick us off in about 2 minutes.